some of the big news that we were hearing today is maybe, maybe another arena on the West Coast.
Yeah, in the city of Seattle, there's been a lot of talk for years, ever since the Seattle Supersonics bolted for Oklahoma City and really kind of ripped out the heart of sports fans at that time in the city of Seattle. And it looks like a new arena could be just around the corner. And with more on that, we are joined by Chris Daniels from King 5 News in Seattle, who has been chasing this story for the last few years. Chris, good morning and welcome to Sportsnet 650.
Good morning. It's always great to be on in Vancouver. Yeah, it's been 11 years of my life of chasing this non-existent building, and
but
now we have another big development.
But now it sounds like it's going to happen. A $660 million arena at Seattle Center is going to happen?
Well, it's a $660 million package, and it'll probably be a shade more than that by the time all is said and done. But what has happened today is the Seattle mayor, the executive branch of city government, and the Oakview group led by Tim Leiwicki have agreed to a tentative memorandum of understanding, MOU, on a new $600 million arena at Seattle Center, where Key Arena currently stands. In addition, $40 million more in transportation money. There's a community fund that's been added of $20 million. That brings it up to $660 million. Leiwicki tells me that his bill for transportation, by the time all is said and done, will approach $100 million.
Wow.
And down in Seattle, that's a big deal, because where this arena would be built is one of the most heavily congested areas in the city. It's right where Amazon, near where Amazon built their global headquarters. So there's been a lot of congestion, a lot of questions about transportation. So Leiwicki brought a lot of money to the table for it, and we'll see if that convinces the city council, which now has to sign off on this, to move forward with this proposal. But Leiwicki says now he believes, and so does the city, that if this is approved by the end of the year by the Seattle City Council, that construction could begin in the fall of next year, 2018, and a new building built for the NBA and NHL specifically could open by the fall of 2020. So that is an earlier timeline than they've kicked around before. There's been a couple of quirks in the schedule, but they believe that this could be done by the fall of 2020.
What is the political climate there right now? Is there an appetite for this with the fans?
Well,
or at least the taxpayers more than anything.
Yeah, and I should back up. I mean, what we're talking about here is a privately financed building, and,
right.
And that has always been one of the things that has been pushed by the city for years now, really. Putting any sort of public money into an arena is a no-go. There was a referendum several years ago,
right,
that almost forbids it. But we've been talking for the last 5 years about an arena down in the Soto area in Seattle, just south of Safeco Field. Chris Hansen has had that. It's almost stalled, though, while he's waited for an NBA or NHL partner. He's offered to build that privately financed. But the city has said, hey, this is our space. This is our land. This is our building. If another building is built somewhere else, we need to figure out what to do here. And they have their apparent knight in shining armor in Tim Leiwicki, who for years ran AEG, the arena behemoth. He started up his own company, has backing from Madison Square Garden. He also has a minority NBA owner, and David Bonderman, who graduated from the University of Washington, who wants to be an NHL owner. He is investing money in the building, according to Leiwicki. So he has a lot of built-in alliances, allegiances with the leagues that the city is very interested in, because they feel like on the other side of town that perhaps the leagues don't want to work with Hansen. So this is going to be a major announcement, a major step forward. We will, I'm sure there's going to be hard questions asked about the subsidies and the tax structure and if there is a hidden subsidy here. But the city believes they're going to get the same revenue they're currently getting. They may get even more parking revenue, and they'll get transportation improvements out of all this without using any sort of city debt or city bonding capacity in order to get this building built.
Chris, real quick here, we're talking to Chris Daniels from King 5 News in Seattle on the possibility of a new arena landing in Seattle. Why is Tim Leiwicki succeeding where Chris Hansen isn't? Because for years we've heard about Hansen willing to do this, but it just never got off the ground.
Yeah, it's a great question. And what I've heard, the feedback I've heard from city employees, people who have been involved in the process, city council members, is they've been impressed by Wicky spending so much time in Seattle, sitting down with council members and elected officials to do this himself. I mean, think of it as a startup company. He's trying to build another AEG with all of his alliances throughout the leagues and arena alliances, that he came here and met with everybody individually versus Hansen may have had other people on his behalf negotiating with the city, and that he came to them with letters with the, from the Madison Square Garden Corporation. So you have a publicly traded company that is backing this, and James Dolan back in New York City. All of that wowed the council members and the elected officials that they're dealing with somebody legitimate. Hansen lives in San Francisco, born in Seattle, raised in Seattle. But in the build-up to a vote last year for a street vacation, which is what he needed to build his arena, he was not up here lobbying the council members individually. He was running his business down in San Francisco. And I think hindsight's always 50-50, but if this key arena proposal goes through, I think a lot of people are going to look at how the game was played behind the scenes to try and get a project over the finish line.
Chris, appreciate the perspective on this. Good luck with everything, and I'm sure this is far from over. We'll hopefully connect again sometime.
There's more, I think, wrinkles and chapters to come.